Welcome. I want to welcome everyone. Today is dun 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 da do da do da. Thank you. 10, Wednesday, 13. October 13th, 2021. It is. And this is the Deeper Conversations coaching class. That was the hard part. We got the date, so everything else will be great. I'm Ann Kelly. On the call with us today, we have Jenny, Yayoi, Anthea, Rhonda, and Chuck. Hello to each of you. Thank you for being here. Do we have a volunteer who would please read our class agreements for us?
I can do that. Confidentiality. We agree to keep all information we hear within the classes or from classmates confidential. This includes our live classes and listening to audios of the classes. Number two, positive focus. We agree to give positive feedback, to acknowledge versus criticize, to be accepting. Number three, hold the space. We agree to listen without interruption. Four, presence. We agree to be fully present to the class without distraction or multitasking. Five, beginner's mind. We agree to be curious and open, letting it all unfold. Six, self-responsibility. We agree to practice excellent self-care. Seven, coaching feedback. We agree that only positive acknowledgments are offered by the class participants after the coaching, focusing on the competencies observed and the strengths of the coach. The class facilitators may offer some mentoring feedback designed to further the learning of the coach and the class participants.
Thank you, Rhonda. That is certainly my intention for our time together. Would you give me a sign, an outward sign that I can see or hear, that you are mindful of these agreements and will practice them? Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Do we have a volunteer who would like to practice a clearing, a connection that you do for yourself to become more present, or that you might offer to a client just to begin a session? About 30 seconds. Anyone have a process they would share with us so we can learn from you? Okay. I just, one of them just came to my mind. So I'm going to invite you all to do this. We'll see. It's different. Grab a piece of paper, just something nearby. It doesn't have to be terribly big, and only you will see this. And something to write with. And just take a moment and pause and consider if there is anything competing for your attention right now. Anything at all. Could be work, could be home, could be family, could be worldwide, could be your anything. When something comes to you, jot it down on the paper. Anything that is competing for your attention right now. Again, no one else will see this. And then I'm going to please continue to write, although you know what this is. You know what this is. You could draw a picture, a few words. I'm going to invite you to place that somewhere nearby yet where you won't see it during the class. If you'd like to fold it up, if you'd like to put it anywhere at all, just know that it will be there after class. And you can return your attention to it at that time. Okay. Thank you. I haven't done that in years. All right. Don't forget your notes. You'll find them. All right. We do not have any new coaches with us today. So let's turn our attention to your topic on Monday, which also lets me do just a couple of administrative type things. This past Monday, in a moment, we'll ask for your takeaways and further understandings or questions around Monday's topic of establishes and maintains. Man, establishes and maintains agreements. We'll talk about that in a moment. That was Monday. While we're talking about dates, a week from Monday, the 18th will be Maintains Presence. I will be with you for that on this coming Monday. And do we have anyone now who thinks, you know what, Chuck and Anthea are going to have all the fun today. They get to do the practicum. I didn't. Oh, man. When can I volunteer next? The next time you can volunteer is a week from today on the 18th. And I already have a piece of paper where I will write your name. So does anyone know you'll be here a week from today and you'd like to be either client or coach?
Jenny has just raised her hand.
Did you? Oh, Jenny. I love it. Jenny, do you have a, you can put in the chat. Thank you, Anthea. I did not see that. Jenny, would you like to coach or be client? You can put that in the chat or give us an audio or.
I'm going to jump off the cliff and coach.
You'll be the coach, Jenny?
We'll be the coach next week, yes.
The coach next week.
Correct. Sorry, I forgot I have to yell.
No, you sound very good. You sound very good. So Jenny will be our coach. Again, the date a week from today. I know I have this written. It's too much paper. Volunteers for next Wednesday, October 10/20. So we have Jenny coaching. Who'd like to receive some coaching next Wednesday?
I'll be the client.
Excellent. Thank you, Rhonda. Okay. Great. And I don't know if that's me with you or Jenny. I have that also written. Yeah, that's me. So I will be with you Monday of next week and Wednesday. So thank you. Thank you. This is for 10/20. We're ahead of schedule. Yay. All right. Got that. So we have our volunteers. Now let's talk about thoughts that came. How many of you were present on Monday when Julie did the session? So three, I think Chuck, Lalia, and Thea. I don't know if Jenny or Rhonda were there. What did you take away and what else has come through for you around this incredibly important establishes and maintains agreements?
So I wasn't there, but I did listen. I watched the video. And it was a really good reminder to me because I don't get that many new clients because I coach at work and I have clients that have been for quite a while, but I do have a new one coming on board. So I was putting together a package and was thinking, oh my goodness, what am I putting in there? And so it really helped me in making sure that I was moving in the right direction, doing the right things. But it also got me thinking too about the beginning of every coaching call, because I'm so familiar with those that I coach that sometimes I forget to do that agreement at the beginning. So it was really good refresher.
I'm seeing smiles, I'm seeing nods. What did some others, am I seeing agreement?
Yeah, so for me, you know, after Monday, interestingly, yesterday with a client who has been on this coaching journey with me for many years. So it was the other way for me, right? So for the last, I would say the last 2 or 3 years, the agreement is established at every session. Because we kind of, I think a little bit like what Rhonda said, right? You kind of, you know, sort of take it for granted that the same goals that she came to me with many years ago, the overarching ones, we just kind of assume that, okay, they're the same, right? So yesterday, because of Monday, I actually took the opportunity when she launched into wanting to talk about what I would like to talk about this session, I actually invited her to consider, do we want to sort of review, you know, these coaching goals that that actually are really quite old. I mean, they're years old, right? And so she was a little taken aback. She's like, oh, what? And then kind of agreeing to, because it's an ongoing coaching engagement. So then agreeing to, okay, so for the next maybe 4 or 5 sessions, you know, can we, do you want to sort of work out what would be the goals for this, you know, 4 or 5 sessions? But you can still obviously bring, you know, each session, well, bring curiosity or bring, you know, new invitations as well, right? But yeah, Susan, that was quite refreshing because she's really one of my longest going clients. Quite interesting, actually. I definitely shocked her.
Shocking coach, Anthea. Anthea, thank you, because to me, that's the maintenance of the agreements, what you're talking about. The maintenance. Yeah.
And actually, as she was sharing, she realized that she needed to update those goals because she's come such a long way along, you know? I mean, she's really moved such a, yeah, such a distance from then. So it was interesting, but I saw the look on her face and I'm still laughing because, but it was great. I was great. I think it was such a great reminder as what Rhonda said, such a refresher. Even for very long-standing clients, Rhonda.
Yeah. Thank you. The big smile on my face appears when someone says, I took this and I put it into my coaching or my life or my neighborhood. Jenny.
I missed the call. I've not watched the video yet. I'm going to do that this afternoon. But I did read through just this core competency, and what popped up, and I was on a real coaching sessions call yesterday. So just what popped up for me in this space is sometimes how long it can take to partner with your client at the beginning of a session to really work through and define specifically what it is they want to accomplish in that session. And in the session I observed yesterday, it took, I want to say, a good 7 minutes, and it was only a 20-minute session before the coach really had this client narrow down. So I think that just trusting that process and, you know, just kind of staying in that space is what is coming through for me in that space.
Great, Jenny, great example. Thank you. I just want to see, is everyone familiar with the deeper conversations with Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged? Anyone not know that program? Mm-hmm. It's a program that Jamie and Sherry offer once a month. It's on Tuesdays, and it's probably whatever yesterday was, the second, maybe the third, but check. They offer that, and you can listen, and it's free. You listen to, I think it's PCC's and MCC's coach, about a 30-minute session, and then you get to ask them questions. At that point, what did you think of what your client was doing? Were you tempted to go in that direction? How did you figure out, blah, blah, blah? You get to ask them immediately after the session anything you'd like to know. You can purchase CCEUs for that, or you can attend free. If you don't need the CCEUs or you just want to attend and listen, it's free. Now this information is about 2 years old. Does that sound right? Yeah, I still do it.
Yeah, because I just, and you can pay a year a fee, and then you can just listen in and get your, it's only one credit, but still it's better than nothing. So it all adds up.
It does.
And it's really great because you get to listen to all these different coaches, and it's kind of nice to, you kind of feel like you're kind of, sneaking a peek into other coaches' lives. And it's kind of nice to get an idea of what they're doing or how they approach things. So it's a good way to kind of broaden your horizons in a way, type of way. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for that. I think that was Jenny mentioned that. Was that? Thank you for mentioning that, because that's a nice way to hear it. But then sometimes you're going, how did they do that? Why did they do that? I'd love to know. I'd love to ask a question. And you get to do that. Any other thoughts from Monday's topic? Anyone thinking about doing anything with your either your coaching agreement or your within session agreement, or actually took an action there?
Well, I used to do the prep form before the sessions, and then I kind of dropped it. But some people reminded me that they were still doing it, and I actually really always kind of liked it. doing it for the client, the prep form. Good. Yeah. So I think I'm going to go back to doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brush off some of our older skills, update them a little.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, some clients had a hard time, and even when it's done for me, finding the time to do it and feeling guilty that they didn't, if they didn't, coming up with the answer to the question, like, what do I really want to focus on tomorrow? Sometimes I don't know, even when I'm being coached, sometimes they don't know, but sometimes it does help. Yeah. So I'd like to go back to doing it.
Thank you. Thank you, Lalia. Any other thoughts on establishes and maintains? Maintains those agreements.
I think for me, it's really about checking in with the client as I'm going through a session. Like, are we on the right track? You know, is this where you want to go with this? Because, you know, when you're sometimes when you're in that moment, sometimes the whole story goes this way, and you're like, you know, but then you're like, do you want to go this way or do you want to stick with this topic? So it's kind of like redirecting traffic in some ways. And I think it's important to kind of check in on that while you're coaching. So it was a good reminder too, that, you know, if we don't get that right, it's like, where are you going?
Yes. So, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This affects so much. It just the whole rest of the session or mm-hmm. the relationship. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Very good. All righty. Well, let's do this. We have lots of nice time for coaching. So we'll have a full 30 minutes. So that also gives enough time. We're going to hear in a moment what Chuck would like us to listen for. But first, I would like, it's easier for me to say everyone except Chuck and Anthea. That shouldn't be hard. I'd like Yayoi, Lalia, Rhonda, and myself. Yes. Pick a skill, a competency that you would like to listen for. You. So you're listening for two things. Chuck's going to tell us an area he would like to hear evidence. I heard evidence of this, Chuck. When you did this, it reminded me of this. But what would you like to listen for? What would you like to see that would help you in your coaching? So jot that down. I'd like you to get that specific before we go any further. What are you going to listen for and look for? And Chuck, would you let us know how we can best help you by focusing on a specific area or two?
Yeah, two things that come to mind. The first one is leaving a little space. I spent the morning reviewing some assessments with an executive, and there was no space because we only had a little bit of time. So I feel like I was revving up, you know? So just leaving space for Anthea as we go through this. And the other thing is,
tell me just a little bit, what would that look? How would I know you were leaving space?
I'd be quiet.
Quiet, okay. All right.
Not jumping from one question to the other and not stacking them and that kind of thing. Okay. And then the other thing is just curiosity.
Very good. And how would I know curiosity when I saw it or heard it?
I'm asking a lot of damn questions. So.
Okay. Let me just check in. Do we all have an area, those of us who will be observing, have an area that we will look for ourselves? Because we're here for our own professional development, and we will also provide feedback to Chuck. I have all these clocks and things. We have, it's gonna be 12, half past the hour when I stop talking. So Chuck, go till top of the hour. Please don't go beyond, or a couple minutes would be fine. 2 or 3 minutes beyond is fine. But we do wanna leave lots of time in the second half for acknowledgement. So you may begin. Any questions? We good? Everyone else, mute your camera, mute your mic, and we will watch great coaching by Chuck. And thank you, Anthea.
Right. Okay, Anthea, how are you?
I'm good, just tired as always at this time of the night. It's half past midnight in Singapore. Yeah, but still here. Still here.
Good. It's good to see you. Maybe we'll get some energy going as we start to chat.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Yeah, I'm sure we will. How are you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to check in with you if there's anything left over from our previous sessions or anything that you wanted to discuss before we get into today's work.
No, I think it's good. We can go straight into.
All right.
Yeah. Session today.
All right, then let's get started. So what would you like to work on today? What do you have on your mind?
Yeah, and actually, and instead of thinking about today's session, especially for the last hour before we started this class, I was wondering what to bring forth. And I must say that nothing really, landed or surfaced for me. But as we're talking, what's coming up for me is that, you know, it's been 18 months of the pandemic, right? And because of the role, the very varied roles that I play, I have been feeling in the last 2 months, a deep sense of fatigue that is not causing me anxiety or stress, but just this sort of surfacing, well, with the body, which is why I had a little bit of a health war recently. But it's also driving me to think about paring down many of my responsibilities. And just to give you a little bit of, background to just how varied it is. So I'm actually called a Mad Hatter by many people. So up until sort of the third quarter of last year, I was actually a parliamentarian in the Singapore Parliament. And so that was a lot of, a lot of intensity yes. through the pandemic. And then I'm a social entrepreneur, so there are many, many different social projects that I'm involved with. I'm doing a lot of public speaking because I'm actually a very strong mental health advocate in Singapore. And so there's a lot of visibility that's attached to my identity, right? And a very public one. And it's all been good. I'm actually really enjoying it. I show up, for it. And it gives me a lot of joy, very deep joy and peace. But then I'm starting to feel in the last 2 months, this need to pare down. And so where I am now sitting here with you, Chuck, is thinking about, okay, I mean, started some of it, but I'm dealing with that tension as well, that you know, with the influence and with the position and the platform I have, there's a lot of responsibility. Well, all that there is a responsibility, but there's also a gift that I want to be able to offer of myself, right, towards many of these courses. But at the same time, I'm hearing this inner voice that's telling me to just tear down. So I guess what I would like to do in this session, if I can sort of try to put it more succinctly, is to how do I not feel that it's actually a either or, right? That it's not about me, because it's a deep privilege, and I'm very honored and very humbled by this deep privilege of my position and my platform. But at the same time, not sort of put myself and what is calling up to me so strongly as less important, that it could be selfish, that it, you know, that you still have energy. You know what are you talking about? You know, you're healthy, you're still all of that. So does that make sense?
It does make sense. It sounds like you use the term paring down quite a bit. Is that, and so I'm wondering where we want to get to in this time that we have together today. Mm-hmm. What would feel good to you? What would be a good use of our time? Is it about paring down or something else?
I think it would be actually feeling that I can do both, right? I can still be showing up for the for the role that I'm here to play, and that's why I was given all those gifts, right? And the privilege of all this visibility and influence and access. But not feel like I need to show up for every. So wanting to feel that I don't have to choose between the two.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. That's the either or thing that you were talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe feeling, you know, solidly that it can be yes and not either or.
Okay. Yeah.
Solidly, right? So I kind of knew intellectually that I can do that. But I also want to be honest with myself, Chuck, that, you know, the part about wanting to pare down seems to be kind of like sort of gnawing at my, hey, you know, you are in a privileged position. Why aren't you, why are you thinking about paring down?
Okay. You also mentioned, can you tell me how that factors in here? I think we might be stuck here.
Oh yeah, I think I missed that question. I think that was a little bit of a freeze there. Chuck? Or is it just me? I'm not hearing you, Chuck.
I'm sorry, I'm back. I've had a little bit of trouble with my connection today. So the question I was going to ask is about, you mentioned the word fatigue. So I'm not sure if that's what we're talking about, either or some of each. So can you just tell me a little bit more about what the fatigue is, what it's about? Do you know?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I think I may use the word fatigue in quite a sort of a frivolous way, or maybe even an excuse to just, you know, justify why I need to pare down, right? But maybe the fatigue is not necessarily physical. Maybe it's emotional. I was clearly not you know, prepared necessarily for this level of public visibility. And I'm not like, you know, I'm clearly not a Lady Gaga type of, you know, I'm not talking about that level, but still, you know, I'm recognized in the streets and, you know, you have people when I'm running, you know, people just say hi and I have no idea whether I actually do know them and I forgot their name or I don't know them, but they know me because of my public profile. So I don't know whether it's the fatigue from that of just, you know, being a public figure, or is it fatigue that is genuinely a physical fatigue, an emotional fatigue of having done so much? Yeah, but just even, you know, you asking this question is allowing me to just, I think, unpack the word that I've been using. Again, you know, and as I'm saying it, I'm realizing that I have used it just to make myself feel a bit better to justify paring down, right? It feels like a legit reason when I use fatigue instead of saying that, well, you know, I've done this season of my life, maybe I can move on, but, you know, feeling guilty about it, so let's use fatigue.
Guilt, okay.
So that's a great, yeah, that's a new knowing. So thank you. It just came to me.
Sure. So is there, let me just say this. Why now? Is there a particular reason that this seems to have come to this point?
Well, actually, that's a question that hit quite deep. Maybe it's because, you know, it's been mostly of, so I'm going to put myself really out there and just been curious about myself even in sharing this. Maybe it's been such a long period since I had my, you know, massive collapse 15 years ago. I pivoted my life completely, went on a trajectory, almost changed my life completely, got into such a incredibly privileged position, the public office and all of that. And it's been lots and lots of reverence along the way. In a way that didn't get me to be arrogant or anything like that, but it got me, you know, sort of, well, I came from a really deep, dark place 15 years ago. So it was kind of, you know, validating, affirming and supporting me in this healing process. Reverence, as I said, you know, great feedback, feeling validated, feeling like I'm on the right path, on my truth, on the path of my truth. I think recently, something that means a lot to me. So I set up this cooperative that looks at bringing, you know, a community of change makers together to really solve some of their stubborn and complex problems. And one of the young friends that I took in to work on this and became the general manager for this cooperative, I mean, I stayed on as the chair after I set it up. And the, cut a long story short, you know, he seemed to be struggling to deal with what he calls a larger than life presence from me. And that apparently created a lot of conflict in him.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but my computer froze there. Can we back up just a couple of notches here? So you took this young man in, and that's the last I got.
Okay, so recently there's been a bit of challenges in our relationship, right? And one of the things I'm hearing is that, you know, there's fear that he has, although And I think that may have gotten me, right? And it came from the fact that, you know, I've got such a strong energy. Well, I'm strong. The words used were larger than life, you know, and all of that. And I think maybe that's also sort of tossed me up a little bit after sort of, you know, that whole 15 years of just, okay, I'm moving along. I'm being very truthful and being, you know, vulnerable. I'm just showing up as honest as I can. And I guess for someone whom I care about a lot, I mean, at some level, I was probably a little maternal towards him as well. Mm-hmm. you know, for him to share that and to be so troubled by it, and then to, you know, to feel that, to feel as if their relationship was very lopsided, that I was, you know, I was the dominant one, I was domineering over him, but he wasn't able to sort of, you know, express himself. I don't know. I mean, you know, we're resolving that, but I don't know whether that's the thing that sort of sparked off, because you asked me, you know, why now? Why am I thinking of paring down now and this whole sense of, yeah, that could be the trigger, I think. But but I wouldn't say that's the reason, clearly. And I'm very sure it's not the reason, but it's a trigger, yeah.
But it sounds like we're talking about a sort of a reassessment of where you are at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. That's the word. That's been coming up a lot. It's been doing a lot of reflection, deep reflection. And I think, you know, I'm in a place where my meditation, and I meditate every day, and I have been for a long time, are also sort of calling up some revelations that are a combination of sort of somewhat abstract, but at the same time, you know, sort of hitting at the core of saying, are you saying you can't pare down because it's a privilege and I should show up? Or is there more to it? You know, is there attachment? Is there ego? Is there not wanting to let go of all of that? Right. So that's the part that's been coming up in terms of reflect. And then the other part of the reflection in terms of revelations have been, oh, you know, because of all that I've been doing, I've actually also gone away from some of what, you know, really matters to me, like writing more, or, you know, writing songs and playing and exploring so many more things that, you know, that I haven't done right in my life. So, to answer you, yeah, I think it's period of reassessment. So I guess it's not something we can cover in 30 minutes, but.
Well, we'll try. So the question that keeps coming up for me is, do you have a sense of the difference between the things you want to do and the things you think you ought to want to do? I hear some obligation in there.
Yeah. Very strongly. I do feel such a, it's a calling, and I know that because it gives me joy when I'm doing it. But there's also that strong sense of duty, right? That, you know, I hold myself very much too, and this duty is to such a much larger community beyond obviously the usual, you know, duties and obligations to my family and loved ones. But this is, yeah, especially to young people, and especially vulnerable young people. You know, I'll just drop everything, right? So I think that sense of duty, it's both a gift, and it could be a major impediment to my own, you know, my own journey of truth, I think.
So is there a metaphor in here anywhere?
The metaphor here immediately was coming up for me is that this Mad Hatter, it's quite keen to just hang up some of the hats, you know. That's what's coming up for me.
Interesting. Yeah,
it is, right? I have prided myself so much in being multidimensional. I even use my 7-word biography as a full-time human, part-time everything else to describe me, especially when I decided to leave the corporate world for good 8 years ago. So yeah, so that's coming up for me when you asked.
So hats.
Yes, fewer hats. Hang up some of this, yeah.
So we've talked about a number of different things. I just want to make sure we're on the trains on the right tracks here. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about a little bit about fatigue, a bit about either or, about a relationship with a young man that you're trying to help, a little bit about your passion about doing what you're doing, and then also giving yourself justification for paring down. Or I think you used the word justification, or maybe an excuse, I don't know. But so where are we now, I guess I want to ask.
Yeah, I actually think we're heading on the right track, because as much as I'm saying that, I'm using fatigue to justify paring down, and I did use the what excuse as well, Chuck. Yeah. So you're right to pick that up.
Yeah.
I also think that as I'm having this conversation with you that I'm also using necessary. Well, the sense of duty is real, so I don't want to invalidate that or even trivialize that. But I also wonder if I'm overweighting it.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I'm overweighting it. And whether the overweighting again is to justify me staying in this, in this role, right? This privileged role, this public role, this do-gooder role, and so what I meant by we are on the right track is allowing me to see from both sides, right? Because I wanted to end with the end, I want us to get to where I can see both and be okay with it. So for a while I thought I was using fatigue to justify my paring down, but then in this conversation I've realized that I've also used perhaps my sense of duty and the privilege to maybe justify staying in it, right? Staying in this position. That's quite a revelation and a nice one, That's quite a bit of clarity, but also not sort of seeing that either or, right? Because I'm seeing both and seeing how I'm justifying for both. that I think will create a new way of me looking at, holding this too, without wanting to weight more than the other one over the other. And then slowly, I think I can come to some way of thriving in balance and still get that, right? Continue the sense of peace and joy without this tension.
Sounds like an awful lot. I feel like I have a couple of little pianos on each shoulder.
What do you mean?
The heaviness.
Heaviness?
Yeah, some heaviness. That's just what I feel.
I mean, the fatigue is definitely real. So I'm not, you know, I'm not, even though I use it to justify, it's not made up, right? So the fatigue is real. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's part of it. But I have to say that in the last couple of weeks, especially when I was going through the health war with a, you know, a bacteria in the gut and that really knocked me out. I think it was a great way though. Maybe it's not the heaviness. I think it's maybe the pensiveness. Okay. I'm high energy normally.
Yes, no,
I could do a ton of things, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
But I think this sort of, yeah, this sort of space that I'm in, plus a little bit of the health war to kind of get me into that space, is giving me the pensiveness to pause, which is actually a really sweet, tender, even though it's slightly uncomfortable and you know, different sort of a space. So yeah, I think as I'm sharing this, I don't think it's heaviness. I think it's actually, because I'm not feeling down per se. I feel the fatigue, but I also feel a sense of like softness. Oh, softness is a great word. Like a sense of softness, because I've been having to hold so much to make things,
right.
Yeah, to keep things going and to, you know, to drive and to lead and all that. So yeah, the softness is, it's actually a, and as I'm saying, I'm feeling a whole change in my body energy too. Like that's a bit of embrace I'm feeling.
Yeah.
For myself, so.
Yeah. Yay. I can see it. So the question that came up for me while you were talking about pensiveness is, has there been enough time for it?
Great question. Very good question. And before you joined, I was just, you know, telling Anne at the start that, oh, you know, it's always a bit of a struggle to come in, to dial in at 12 midnight.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess I am. I've always thought I have been, you know, so good in the way I arrange my days, right? I've got some, you know, really strong practices in terms of balancing, you know, the kind of stuff I do. My calendar has got different colors so that every week I know I've got different colors and I'm not, you know, just over indulging in one. And that's been there, but the different colors are also sort of intensely filled, right?
Right.
On the canvas. So,
yeah.
Well, yeah, a few weeks ago, I started to just leave more white space in the canvas across the different colors.
So you've made some choices to pare down.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Okay.
I've started. Oh. Yeah. It's more sort of dealing with not having to feel like, you know, that I'm not fulfilling my sense of duty. But like we said, you know, I think now I'm understanding that there's a whole lot of work that I need to do on this big role, right? It's very visible, big, yeah, very sort of revered, dutiful role.
So can we take a moment or two for you just to kind of summarize what kind of the process you've gone through here? And you know, I could see a shift in your energy, a shift in kind of your thinking, some stuff flying around. Just tell us kind of where you kind of landed here.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely landing where, you know, I mean, completely not what I thought I would talk about. As I said, I wasn't ready, you know, with anything in particular. But when that came up as a topic, and the outcome was what I would like to not be able to sort of feel torn between one or the other.
Yes.
I think I'm landing there. So I'm here, right? I'm here knowing I can actually do both. Finding time, the white space, to be pensive, to be reflective, and to be okay, and to be not judging myself either way, of stepping off, paring down from, you know, the public duty and all of that, right, that I could do for so many people. And also not sort of, keeping myself away from doing what I really want to do for myself. Right. So that's where I've landed. So yeah, no, it's a good place. It's a good place to have landed. I mean, there's still a lot to work out, you know, on both sides, but I've landed with, yes, more white space. I think that's the thing. More white space to continue to just be able to keep the two in harmony, in balance, and not let one trip the other over, that gives me this sense of this harmony that then exacerbates the fatigue, which is real, and I have to work.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, but thank you.
My pleasure. It sounds like you are lined up to take some actions on these. You already have. Yeah. Is there some way, any way that I can help you or support you further?
I think for now, you know, this session has been good to just allow me to get clarity on, you know, what I need to do now, which is a lot of unpacking and through the white, you know, through creating spaces and all of that. And then I think once I get to knowing more of what I need to do next, because I need to deal with the emotions being okay.
Yeah.
And okay. So that when actions, then I stay in harmony with those actions to be taken. Does that make sense?
It does to me.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the offer. I'll definitely get that out when I'm ready for the next session.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Yes. Thank you. All right.
Thank you both. Wonderful coaching. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, and Thea. Thank you very much. Hey, Jenny, you're looking good.
Hey, there she is.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for that, Chuck. Really, just kind of like a master course in your focus, leaving space that looked like quiet and exhibiting curiosity. Questions. Really, really good. As a visual, I tried different ways of keeping track when I'm listening to coaching, and I finally have figured out. I've even got nice pens. This is what my page looked like. I'm not going to hold it up because I don't want you to see everything I've written. But the red is the client. And the blue is the coach. This is one session. You see how little blue there is? This is what assessors like to see. The coach listening. Really good. Okay, that's just me for now. And I have 19 pages, Chuck. We're going to go through all of them. No, I only have four. Very good. So let's start with you, Chuck. How did that session go for you?
Well, you know, there's a saying that if you want to be a good coach, get a good coachee. So we certainly had one of those. So that was cool. And it was interesting, easy to be curious, because Anthea's life is remarkable and fascinating, you know, as far as I'm concerned. So that part went well. I think, you know, everything doesn't go according to plan in life or coaching. So we just went where it went. And I just tried to stay with Anthea. And when you're working with somebody, I'm not blowing smoke here, but when you're working with somebody that's intelligent, you can see them making the connections. I'm just trying to hold on and stay with the connection. So yeah. I think that went well. I mean, I didn't have a problem with that. You know, I stacked a couple of questions. But other than that, I thought, you know, I stayed with the process relatively well and was able to do the kind of the couple of things that I wanted to do, which was, you know, leave some space and allow my curiosity to flourish. So I felt pretty good about it. I, you know, it was decent.
It was beyond decent. I wrote down, I'm just trying to hold on. I don't remember the words after that, but the image I had was when our clients are on a roll and we ask a question and they just like this. And indeed, you just kind of feel like, okay, my job right now, there's a lot incoming.
Yeah.
I know how to listen and this is my job. Just hold on and let them go.
Yep.
Did that.
Yeah, that's what it felt like, and in a good way.
Yes. Yes. Let's hear from your client, Anthea. How was that coaching for you? What feedback do you have for your coach, Chuck?
Very assuring, right? There was a sense of being well supported. He was definitely with me. Even as, you know, the fact that I didn't come with a very clear intention of what I wanted to be coached on. And when I did, I wasn't even really, you know, articulating it very well in the beginning, because I myself didn't even really know how to sort of, you know, put it out. So kudos to him to sort of holding that space in a sort of comforting, but at the same time, you know, there's a sense of just, it's okay, I'm not going to come so near to you. I'm going to give you, you know, whatever space you need, right? As you kind of go around a little bit and work it out, you know, within all of this complexities and multifaceted you know, factors. So that was, yeah, that was very clear to me that was coming. It was an energetic sense that I felt. The question, you know, that was really key for me was why now was one, which, you know, it's two words and it just got me to just, oh yeah. Right. So that was powerful. Sort of inflection point, I think, for me. That somehow, well, of course, it got me to think about this issue with a young man, but then it got me to really think about why now. So it got me to think back the whole 15 years of a journey, right? And not just the last 3 years, not even the last 18 months, because I started off saying it was 18 months of a pandemic. That's just like, knock me out at so many levels, but actually it's more than that. And so that those two words in the form of a question, yeah, was really powerful. So yeah, and I did land where I asked to be held and to be guided too. So definitely. And interestingly, I'm not as sleepy as I was now. I'm actually energized. You know, the little thing you asked us to wrote on the paper, I wrote sleep. You know, but now look at me. I feel ashamed. Yeah, in terms of So thank you, Chuck.
My pleasure, Anthea. That was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And of course, you both come back and provide more feedback as you are inspired. And I'd like to hear from Yayoi, Lalia, and Rhonda. And let me repeat the focus that Chuck gave us. And we have plenty of time. We've got, if we can leave about the last 10 minutes. Oh my gosh, I have to do math. I can't do math. I can't do 106 to 120. That's 14 minutes. I don't know. I can't do math. But this is the focus Chuck had, leaving space and quiet. So we want to hear your feedback on that. And also curiosity, lots of questions. So your feedback, please. And if you'd like to speak, as Anthea did, tell us about the item that you chose to focus on. We'll start with Chuck's. Start with some feedback for Chuck, and then tell us what you chose to look for. Who'd like to go first? Yayoi.
Yeah, hi. So I know that Chuck was saying he was looking for space, you know, within. And I saw plenty of him giving space to Anthea so that she can explore each venue or each road that she was taking. And he was following her, but giving her plenty of space so that she can just expand, which is wonderful. And you could see that she felt comfortable and secure in doing that. So that was wonderful to see. And just very curious. Lots of questions that really, I think he fulfilled, you know, what he was wanting to do. And especially that why now question was really, really powerful. And also towards the end, when he was like, where are you landing now? That kind of just brought it all together, which I thought was wonderful. And it was just overall very heartwarming and nice to see, because you knew that Anthea felt very comfortable to just open up and be who she is. And it gave her the clarity that she needed to figure out where she wanted to go. So, but that was wonderfully done. And what I looked for was, I was looking for, it was a competency towards the end, 8-4, was coach, what was it? Coach invites the client to consider how they will use new meaning, new learning from this coaching session. So that was when he was asking about where are you landing? And then when Anthea brought it in, I thought that was good. And Anthea was saying, you know, I'm just going to create more white spaces in my color-coded calendar. And I was like, oh yeah, that's beautiful, because it just really helped her to see what she wanted to do. You know, it wasn't like she had to choose between black or white, but you know, but she was able to see that she can have more space. And you were able to see how much she just, the tension was just so released from her, because you could see her body language changing, her tone changing, and everything. So it was beautifully done. Yes. It was nice to see.
Thank you. Very kind.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Yayoi.
I'll go next.
Thank you,
yeah, I thought it was very well done, Chuck.
Thank you.
And Anthea as a coachee. I thought it was really challenging. I thought, oh my God, I don't know how I would have handled this. It, you know, for a half hour session, you know, it reminded me a little bit about our topic about coaching agreements, in the sense that this topic that she was bringing was something that would really apply to a long-term relationship. And to pare it down to half an hour is a challenge, and to do it well so that the client, that she left with something, which was the white space, which was in the end, that was the outcome she needed for just today, was to find the space to help her continue this question further. So I thought Chuck did a great job in letting her process and do most of the talking, but he had great questions. Why now? There was a point where she spoke, and then I can't read my own writing. He just let it pause. And not even jump in with the question. Just kind of like let it settle. So that was beautifully done. And the questions were, so my competencies that I was looking for in this was clear language. His questions were clear and succinct. He let her do most of the talking. And then I especially was looking at evoking awareness, which was questions of helping the client go beyond and expand and with no attachment. That was beautiful. You know, he gave kind of the image of the pianos. But, you know, there was an attachment that this was like where she should go with it. It was just like, hey, I'm sensing this. So, so yeah, I thought he did a great job.
Thank you. And Jenny, I apologize. You have your hand raised. I did not see.
That's okay. We can take turns. I think this was so much fun. Like, I was just like giddy about how much fun this was for me. And Thea just felt like this deep ocean and so vulnerable and so wonderfully exposed. And Chuck just hung in there. And so for me, just to be quick about it, the notes that I took away, and Chuck, personally, I am a question stacker. So I empathized with this thing, and it's actually one that I have had for myself. And you self-evaluated and said you stacked a few, but towards the beginning. But what I loved was how simple the questions were mid-session when you went down to this space, and that why now? I was like, that's two words. And it was such a powerful question. I also loved how you gave back some reflection and you said you hear obligation. And that really caused her to kind of pause and look in that space. She used the concept of a Mad Hatter, and later you came back with the word hats, and she smiled and said yes, and there was some connection formed there. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end, what I thought was so beautiful was the words Anthea used when she said she's realizing she doesn't have to judge herself either way, and she can give herself personal space. Yeah. Just that release of judgment. It means we can step back and look at things with clearer eyes. And that was such a beautiful place. I think you held space for her. And she went vulnerable and deep. And so for me, it was just, I was giddy. This was great.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, giddy Jenny. I can get these too. Thank you. And Rhonda, we'll close with your acknowledgments for our coach, Chuck.
Yes. So I have many of the same in my notes. And again, Chuck, beautiful job. And Thea, just you opened up. It was really beautiful to see. The few things that I had, Chuck, you mentioned creating space. And I loved the way that you did it in that you were completely quiet. And sometimes we're creating space, but we're going, yeah. But you were completely quiet, which did not, it just let her go without distracting. And that was beautiful. Curiosity, you asked great questions. I also wrote down when you said, why now? I wrote brilliant. It just was. It was brilliant. And then it cracked Anthea open like an egg. And it was just a flow that came after that, which was just great to see. And then one other thing that I really, really, there were many things that I really loved, but the one other thing that I really loved was instead of you at one point putting a metaphor out there, you said, is there a metaphor here?
Yeah.
And you let her come up with that metaphor. And I just thought, oh, how easy that is.
A lot easier than thinking of one yourself.
Yes. How easy. But again, brilliant, brilliant. And then I think everyone else already mentioned what I mentioned. I mean, you just stuck with it and you got to, you know, is it paring down? You got to fatigue. Taking the dive into the fatigue. You're just taking that dive further and further. It was fantastic.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rhonda. Wow, so much I I want to echo and play off of and what you've shared. Let me do this before. I have very few things. I just want to make sure I mention. Somebody comes in here and takes my sticky notes. They do. They come and take my sticky notes.
They're everywhere. Yeah.
I don't know. I was going to tell you what we're going to. Did I already tell you what we're going to talk about on Monday? We'll find out. Okay, I'll do that later.
Yeah, you did.
I planned that. I think I did, but anyway.
You did.
Learning, leaving space for the quiet and curiosity, which go together. Because when we're curious, we listen. When we're bored, we talk. That, don't write that down. That's just came out of my mouth, but it can be true. Anything to discuss before we begin? Just a nice opening. Just, and this goes to what Rhonda mentioned and others mentioned, was just the wide open, short questions. That's that type of a question. Anything to discuss before we begin? Could be good, bad, in the middle, doesn't matter. It's a wide open question. About 5 minutes in, your client then, the roles I play, fatigue, social projects, advocate, last 2 months need to pare down, a gift I want to offer myself. How do I feel? It's not either or, I don't have to choose, yes, and emotional fatigue. That's what you're, that in 5 minutes, that's what some of the highlights. And you perfectly said then at 5 minutes, where do we want to get in our time related to this paring down? So we're, you know, we're kind of like a, one of the ride sharing things. Where do you want to go? And you can add a stop. We all know that, right? You get in, you plug in your little trip, you can add a stop. You can do that with your coach too. Oh, I want to go over here for a while. But the question of the driver, and we are the driver, is where do we want, and you said we, where do we want to get in our time? And then you just mentioned paring down. So, I mean, it's great at five and you'll hear it again and you'll hear it. That's what makes it work at the end when we say that, because our clients seen it coming throughout the session and they can compare that. I love words. I love language. I think that's a huge part of what we're here for. You said you use the word fatigue. Is that what we're talking about? What is fatigue? Great questions. I don't need to say, I think I know what it is. I have a partial definition, but maybe you could fill it in for me. I don't know. What would you like to say about fatigue that I don't already know? I don't need to say that. I don't need to do that. You use the word fatigue. Is that what we're talking about? What is fatigue? It's a commonly used word. Most people would assume you know, but ask a client what they think. I've asked clients to define balance and relief, and they could not do it. They could not do it. They couldn't describe it. 9 minutes in, why now? I heard really interesting language from your client that just seemed to be going back and forth. And I don't know where this landed. There was justifying, guilt, legitimacy, truth, truthfulness, struggle. There seemed to be a battle here going on.
You used the word tension too, Ann.
Yes.
The tension of what was going on inside you.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. A lot of these forces at work. And that was able to come out with a simple question of why now, which also notices from what you've told me, it appears that this is a relatively recent, I think you may have said 2 months. So what changed? What happened? We're looking for evidence. A great question. I'm looking for evidence. Hey, this started to hurt 2 months ago. What'd you do 2 months ago? You know, let's go back and look at that. 15 minutes in, I don't even remember this. I just wrote down, it sounds like reassessment.
Mm.
That was it. It sounds like reassessment. I don't need to, you know, when you said this and then you changed your mind and then later and we saw it this way, and then, you know, I don't need to, they know, they yeah. know. It sounds like reassessment. They're gonna understand what I say. Plus, I can trust my clients enough to say, and what else? Or what does that mean? And they can say to me, I don't understand. What are you asking? They'll do that. They'll do it. They may also go in a completely different direction that I didn't expect. And I get that information because I didn't explain. Go stand in the corner at 5 inches, 3 inches below the top and put it wherever, you know. I give very little direction, and then the client can go wherever they want to go. 17 minutes. Do you have a sense of what you want to do? Or what I wrote down is sense of what you want to do and ought to do. So this is, that's to me, I'm going to use the word struggle. I don't think that came up, but these competing want to do and ought to do. And you very clearly named that. You named that. And your client, these are value statements. These are founding principle statements. These are gifts. These are our clients just dousing us with gifts and gifts and gifts. Sense of duty, gift and an impediment in my journey to truth. These are all value, belief, experience, context. These are giant fruit baskets. These are gifts that our clients yep. are giving us.
Right.
We listen. If we listen, if you didn't hear and understand duty with this client, you miss the whole ball game.
Right.
You miss the whole ball game. If you don't get duty, it's not going to make sense. It's not going to make sense. Is there a metaphor? Love it. Thank you. Then at 19 minutes, you recapped the topics. And if any of you want to go back and listen to the recording, it was done perfectly according to Ann Kelly. We talked about this, 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 and this. Where would you like to go next? It doesn't have to be longer than that. They know. They were there. They were talking. They know. And I know when I, you know, when we start out, we're like, and I want them to know I heard every word. And then you turned left at the intersection and went down past the donut shop. They don't need all that from us. Listen to how Chuck said at 19 minutes, you talk about this, 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 and this. Actually his next question, talked about this, 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 and this. Where are we now? Where are we now? Again, wide open question, up to the client. But listing these is important because we want to know we've been heard. Mm. We want to know we've been heard. Plus, when we're the client, we're talking, we may forget some of the things. So it's nice to have someone say, you mentioned this, 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 and this. Don't beat it, you know, just mention it. Where are we now? Great. You know what your client said? She said, we're on the right track. Isn't that a nice feeling?
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice feeling? Okay, I'm looking for a clock. All right. 22 minutes. The piano's on my shoulder. I honestly didn't get that, but it doesn't matter. It was, even though I didn't understand it, it was speaking, I, your coach, am feeling this.
Yeah.
It was an observation of I, your coach, I'm experiencing this, and would imply if your client needed it, that they can also go, you know, I'm at like 60% today, or I'm feeling this because my coach isn't always right on the ball. Maybe I can also be there. Let me see. I drew a little thing, privilege, duty, fatigue, privilege, duty, fatigue, privilege, duty, fatigue. I got a little triangle going, but then your client again, ease and joy without tension. Pause. As I'm saying it, I'm feeling a change.
Yeah, you can see it.
Wow. Has there been enough time for change? Great question. And do you see how these questions are directly related to what the client said? Go back and read the comments on question or the comments and the skills of questions. Many times it will say the following: ask a question to advance the client's agenda. Very important phrase. Not, you know, Aunt Bear, what's that picture on the wall back there? I just love that. Do you know where I can get? No, this does not advance the client's agenda, nor does going off on a tangent that I may be well-intentioned about, but I am following their agenda to advance the client's agenda. And then I love this. You closed with, I'm just trying to hold on, because your client, when we listen with this great coaching, is filling in, because it's the client's words that change. It's the client's words that change. There's very little, very, very, very little I say that has ever changed a client. When I repeat a client's words, they go, so that is my, we are at 1 minute. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Really, really good coaching. And Thea, thank you for being here. You shared a great deal. You shared who you were. You talked about your past, and we honor that. And that is confidential. And we thank you, because we need the real issues to really bring our best coaching. So thank you. We have our clients for next week. Yay. I will see you Monday. I don't know what we're talking about. I'll look it up. Somebody will tell me.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Jenny posted it.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks, right. Everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for
kind words. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night,
Anthea. That was a question.
Thank you. Have a good day, everyone.
All right. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Jenny, thank you. Maintains presence. I know I have a sticky note around here. Thank you. Have a great day. Any questions? All right. You good? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.